Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is an important message I want to give today that's a little different than a normal devotional we do about suffering well, but just as important in the whole series. And as we come towards the end of the series, this is a key, I think, that many people will be blessed by hearing this message today. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into the message. But before we do that, I just want to say that there are many people that follow me on the internet that have similar understandings of Scripture as I do, and many of them will be in agreement with what I'm about to say, but they might not be in agreement completely with the pronunciation that I'm going to use for the name of our Creator. And to those people, I just need to say that, you know, that's another discussion for another time in terms of the pronunciation. But we need to focus on the point here, so bear with me. And there's other videos on my website about the pronunciations. Now, for those of you that are listening to on a local Christian radio station that pray to our Heavenly Father on a daily basis, and the way you're doing it and what you're doing, prayers are definitely getting heard and answered. Ultimately, our Creator does give us a new heart and knows our heart. Even before we make a decision, He knows. But He also guides us in Scripture on how He wants us to worship Him, on how He wants us to do things. And there's a clear connection between being obedient and blessings versus disobedient and curses. So I am not suggesting in this video or this audio that your prayers are not heard or won't be answered if you don't do exactly what this suggests here. But what I'm suggesting is that you have an open mind and try what I'm suggesting today, because it is pure Scripture according to Scripture. As we do that, we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into this topic. The topic is about no other name. No other name. And it says, we start off with a verse in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. Proverbs 30, verse 4 says, "Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know." That was Proverbs 30, verse 4. Now we look at another scripture. "I am Yahweh, your mighty one, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Isaiah 43, verse 3. "Many claim to know me, worship me, to serve me, and to love me, yet they do not know my name. This is a grave deception which must come to an end. Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, the mighty one of your forefathers, the mighty one of Abraham, the mighty one of Isaac, and the mighty one of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations." Exodus 3, verse 15. Then we look at more verses. "Yet those who call themselves my children do not know or fail to use my name. I am exposing your negligence, not to condemn you," Romans 8, verse 1, "but to chasten you, because I discipline the one I love. I chasten everyone I accept as my son, the son I delight in." Hebrews 12, 6 from Proverbs 3, verse 12. "I do this to begin the healing, which comes by knowing my name. For I am Yahweh who heals you," Exodus 15, 26. "And for you who reveres my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings," Malachi 4, verse 2. You cannot revere and reverence my name without knowing and using my name. Then man begin to call on Yahweh by the name, Genesis 4, verse 26. And Moses built an altar and called its name, Yahweh is my banner, Exodus 17, 15. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Yahweh, have not forsaken those who seek you, Psalms 9, verse 10. That they may know you, whose name alone is Yahweh, are the Most High, over all the earth, Psalms 83, verse 18. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise carved to a carved image, Yahweh 42, verse 8. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, Yahweh our righteousness. That's from Jeremiah 23, 6. Whoever calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Romans 10, 13 and Acts 2, 2 from Joel 2, 32. To our loved brothers and sisters in the faith, it is time to put aside your generic pagan titles, Lord, God, Elohim, and Adonai. Research the origin of such titles will clearly reveal the worship of Baal and the history of the Canaanite and other pagan gods. Would the Holy One of Israel ever refer to himself in such ways? Of course not. It is a man who does such things, and he will not endure this forever. Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name, for they worship Baal. Jeremiah 23, verses 26 to 27. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If Yahweh is the mighty one, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But my people answered not a word. 1 Kings 18, 21. For I will take from her mouth the name of the Baals, and they shall be remembered by their name no more. Hosea 2, 17. How often have you called out to such? These titles have always been for idols alone and have no power. So why have you adopted them? There is, however, power in my name, 1 Kings 18. It is therefore not wisdom. Is it therefore not wisdom to call me by my name if you desire access to my power? I am Yahweh, and my son, Yahshua, also bears my name. Yahshua means Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is salvation. And wherever you ask in his name, then I will do that which the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in his name, I will do it. John 14, 13 to 14. What is my name, and what is my son's name, if you know? There is no other name on earth by which your mind can be saved. Acts 4, 12. For whoever calls on my name, Yahweh, shall be saved. Listen very closely to the words of our Messiah, loved one. Listen to what he declares about the name. I have come in my Father's name. Yahweh is salvation. And you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, pagan titles, him you will receive, John 5, verse 43. Now that you know, speak my name as you speak me, as you seek me. Change your ways and bring me honor. I am Yahweh, your mighty one, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So that is the teaching here today we're going to talk about. And I'll start off by saying in James 4, 17, it says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Now, I've explained to many people, Lord and God, and these things are titles of pagan deities. They're a God's name, Lord and God, other gods. that we shouldn't use these things. We should be using Yahweh. His name, his true name. He says over and over again in scripture, call him a name. And I hear every excuse in the book. Some people laugh at me. Every excuse in the book why it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. That's not the heart Yahweh wants you to have. Do me a favor. Take the next 6 months of your life. And whenever you would use one of these pagan names for our Creator, or these pagan titles and names for our Creator, instead use our Creator's real name and call on Him. If you want your relationship to be personal with Him, make it personal with Him. Again, as I started, I know many people have been saved in certain names. Many people have done certain things. Many people have some miracles in certain names. But how much more powerful to use the true name of our Creator and how important it is to Him. This has been a very important part of my life and my walk with a wonderful Creator. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:10, the name of Yahweh is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The name, His name is the tower that's safe. Now, I'm not going to say that people are suffering certain things that they suffer in their lives only because they're not using the true name. We're called to be obedient, righteous, and faithful in all areas. But one of these areas that's very big in scripture, if we want a personal relationship with our Creator, is calling Him out. And I know there are prayer warriors out there that never even heard of the name, let alone use it. But it's all over your scriptures. And you say, well, where is it in my Bible? I don't see it. And that's what the translator's done. That's what the enemy has made the translators do. They've replaced the name of Yahweh. Many, many times in the scriptures. With pagan names and titles such as God and Lord. And this is what the average person is reading today. And I know this isn't an easy task to stop using these words. But when you think about it, you know, people brought up with these things. Their whole life they've been saying these things. Whenever they read their Bibles, they say these things. Well, thankfully so, there are Bibles out there today that are restoring the name to Scripture. We read it and we get used to it and we start using it. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 12 says, we pray this so that the name of our wonderful Messiah, Yahshua, may be glorified in you and you in Him according to the grace of our wonderful Creator Yahweh and to a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, but Yahweh's firm foundation stands bearing this seal. Yahweh knows those who are His. And let everyone whose names, the name of Yahweh, depart from iniquity. Micah 4 verse 5 says, all the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Elohim, our Creator, forever and ever. And Isaiah 26:13 says, Yahweh our Elohim. Other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we do honor. We must, you know, and the scripture warns us. It says in scripture, stop taking His name in vain. And He warns us not to take His name in vain. You must not misuse the name of Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh will not let you go unpunished if you misuse His name. Exodus 20, verse 7. Now, this could mean if you're using His name in a deceitful way, or it could mean that you're not even using His name for when you should. Leviticus 19, 12 says, do not swear falsely by my name and profane the name of your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. These are the things we must get, we must understand. You shall not misuse the name of Yahweh your Elohim. Deuteronomy 5:11. Psalms 139:20 said they speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. And I see so many praise songs out there and so many people praising our Creator out there. But they're doing it to the wrong name. They're not doing it to our Creator. You know, if you go to a special memorial for somebody, let's say you have a friend that died. Let's say his name was George. And you go to a memorial for George. And everyone's remembering George. But they all start calling him Bill. Or even worse, they all call him Hitler. Or they all call him some other evil, wicked name of an evil, wicked person. Is somebody going to stay up and say, well, wait a second. First of all, his name's Bill, not Hitler. Second of all the other names you would pick, why would you pick a name like Hitler? The enemy's deception has this happening to people. This is what people are doing every day when they're praising. It says in Psalms 30, verse 4, sing the praises of Yahweh, you, his faithful people, praise his holy name, his esteemed, set apart name. That's it. When it says in Scripture, I will ever sing and praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Rejoice in Yahweh. Praise his holy name. Over and over again in Scripture, it talks about this. Over again in Scripture. The name of Yahweh endures forever. His name endures forever. Well, many people are not enduring it these days. You know, and we know we're called to call on his name. Romans 10, 9 to 13 says, if you declare with your mouth, Yeshua is Yahweh, and believe in your heart that Yahweh raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between the Jewish people or the non-Jewish people. The same Yahweh is King of all and richly blesses all who call on him. Who call on him. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. Let me ask you, if you pick up your phone and you call somebody, let's say their name is Tom, and you pick up the phone, you say, hey, Billy, how you doing? What's going to usually happen? They most likely hang up on you. You know, I really pray that you're understanding the importance of this. And it's not me bringing out the importance and judging you to knock you down, but I'm helping you to lift you up. It's been a great blessing to me. You know, instead of getting defensive and thinking this is crazy, look at what Scripture says. And history, and research it. You know, Joel 2:32 says, and everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. And Acts 2:21, everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. Now we got to think about this for a second because names mean something in Hebrew. See, when a child is given a name, it fills their role. You know, so if the Creator's name is Yahweh, the Son's name is not Jesus. You know, the Roman, the Greek gods all had the Zeus at the end of their name. You know, and you know, but you think Yahweh. So what was Yeshua was our Messiah, the one they referred to Jesus. But Yeshua means Yahweh's salvation. The name fits him perfectly. If you translate Yeshua, the son of Yahweh, you would get Joshua. You would not get Jesus. Do you see one of the greatest deceptions of the church in the world today? Do you see the enemy has us calling over and over and over again, instead of our Creator Yahweh, calling on pagan names? And we've already discussed many times in this devotional series how our voice and us, what we speak, what we call out, what we say, what our tongue and the power in it, what it means. So many of them are calling on these pagan deities and these pagan names or titles instead of using the name Yahweh. And even more powerful, his son, the one who died and rose again for us, the one you refer to as Jesus. His name is Yahshua. Yeshua. Will you take the next couple of times you pray and pray to Yahweh and Yeshua and see and ask our Creator? Don't take my word for it. The Bible says test everything. Research it. The first edition of the King James Version even said Jesus. It didn't even say Jesus. Research this. But more important, when you're in your prayer time, pray to our Creator and ask Him, is anything I'm saying valid here? Is there any truth to the things that I'm saying right now? Ask Him to show you. With a sincere heart and an open mind, ask Him to show you. You know, it says in the scriptures that we cause no one to blaspheme Yahweh because of our actions. Romans 2:24 says, as written, Yahweh's name is blaspheming among the Gentiles because of you. Yahweh will never forsake you. So the 1 Samuel 12:22 says, for the sake of His great name, Yahweh will not reject His people because Yahweh was pleased to make you His own. Psalm 79:9 says, help us, Yahweh, our Messiah and Savior. For the glory of Your name, deliver us and forgive our sins for Your name's sake. Psalms 106:8 says, yet He saved them from His name for His name's sake to make His mighty power known. Don't forget, there are many Christians that are loved around the world and many believers that are loved around the world. But the scriptures clearly tell us we'll be hated for His name. Not loved, but hated. Mark 13:13 says, and you will be hated by all for My name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. John 15:21 says, they will treat you this way because of My name. For they do not know the one who sent Me. Once you start using the real names, even the so-called believers will begin to come down on you. We need to forget about the world and the people of the world and stick to Yahweh's word. We're not here to be crowd pleasers. We're here to share the word of scripture with people and let them know what our Creator says and let Him take care of them in their hearts. Remember, it's not my job or your job to convince anyone what name we should be using. But it's our responsibility to tell people what Scripture says about the name. 1 Kings 5:5 says, I intend therefore to build a temple for the name of Yahweh, my Elohim, as to Yahweh told me my father David, when he said, your son who I will put on the throne in your place will build the temple for my name. Now I ask you something you may not have known at the beginning of this teaching. What is His name? What is His name? Remember Matthew 6:9 says, in this matter, therefore pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed by what? Your name. Your name. And the scriptures are very clear to warn us. You know, in Deuteronomy 5:10-11, but I lavish unfailing love for you, 1,000 generations of those who love Me and obey My commands. You must not misuse the name of Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh will not let you go unpunished for misusing His name. Remember, to know good and not do it to hit His sin. If you didn't know this, that's one thing, but now you're hearing it. What are you going to do? We've come this far together in this devotional series together. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me now. Use His real name and be blessed. Stop letting the enemy have his way with you, calling out the pagan names. And I know in your heart you're not calling out to a pagan god. I know what you mean and what you feel. I know you've been doing this a long time, and I know all the other excuses. You know His name now. Call Him by His name. Exodus 20:7 says, you shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold guiltless anyone who takes his name in vain. I must call out on his true name. Leviticus 19:12 says, do not bring to shame on the name of your Elohim by using it to swear falsely. I am Yahweh. Deuteronomy 6:12 to 13 says, be careful that I do not forget Yahweh who has brought you out of Egypt and out of the land. Fear of Yahweh your Elohim. Serve him only and take your oath with you. Fear Yahweh your Elohim. Serve him and take your oaths in his name. Psalms 139, 20 to 21 says, O Yahweh, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. Are we getting this here? Are we understanding this? Matthew 5, 33, 37 says, you have heard it said that our people long ago don't break your promise, but keeping the promises you made to Yahweh. But I tell you, never swear an oath. Don't swear an oath using the name of heaven, because heaven is Yahweh's throne. Don't swear an oath using the name of the earth, because the earth belongs to Yahweh. Don't swear on an earth oath using the name of Jerusalem, because that city is of the great king. Don't even swear by your own head, because you cannot make your own hair on your head become white or black. Say only yes if you mean yes, and no if you mean no. If you say more than that, it is from the evil one. Simply, Yahweh's name is truly holy and set apart. That's it. He told Moses his name when Moses asked. He told Moses his name. We need to watch our mouth, and we need to use the right name, and to call on him. Remember, he's watching and listening to us. He answers those that call. Do not be like the world. Do not be like the world. Pray in his name. Prophesy in his name. His name, his real name, his true name. That's Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I pray everyone got this and understands this. You're more than welcome to contact me at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, if you'd like to discuss this further with me. I'm not here to debate or argue. I'm just here to tell you what I see the scriptures saying. And I pray that it blesses you tremendously. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Just as I am.